USA Radio News with John Hunt.
White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow compared trade talks with China to the U.S. standoff with Russia during the Cold War. In other words, he's expecting negotiations could continue for a long time. U.S. and Chinese officials have agreed to hold their next round of talks in Washington next month. Kudlow discounted the notion that next year's election increases any urgency for President Donald Trump to conclude the trade war.
This is about unfair and illegal trading practices, which we want to see remedied. This is also about human rights issues, increasingly, regarding Hong Kong, regarding other issues that the Chinese have grappled with in ways that have troubled the world. And perhaps most importantly, this is about national security.
Kudlow emphasized that it took the United States decades to get the results it wanted with Russia. He noted that it worked in the Reagan administration. He said he remembers President Reagan waging a similar fight against the Soviet Union. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
More tributes to former Confederate heroes are being taken down. With more, here's USA's Wendy King.
Highway signs honoring the President of the Confederacy, Jefferson Davis, are being taken down in a northern Virginia county. In May, a state panel approved Arlington County's request to change the name of U.S. Route 1 from Jefferson Davis Highway to Richmond Highway. County workers are now beginning to swap out the signs at a cost of $17,000. The city of Alexandria made a similar change at the start of the year. The highway carried the Davis name since 1922. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell said that the Fed is not expecting a U.S. or global recession, but it is monitoring a number of uncertainties, including trade conflicts, and will act as appropriate to sustain the expansion. Powell gave an upbeat view of the U.S. economy during an appearance with the Swiss National Bank Chairman Thomas Jordan in Switzerland. Powell said trade policy is causing some uncertainty, but the U.S. consumer is in good shape. This is USA Radio News.
To thank you for helping build MyPillow into the big company that it's become, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, has created the new Radio Listener Special. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, and you can get deep discounts on the new body pillow, on regular MyPillow, the travel pillows, the Giza Dreams bed sheets, lots of savings there. MyPillow.com, use promo code USA and save on everything on the website.
Even more women are stepping forward and making sexual conduct allegations against opera star Placido Domingo. USA's Wendy King has the story.
One is a singer, Angela Turner Wilson, who said Domingo groped her and others.
In between on breaks, I saw him sort of grab young women and just kiss them.
Wilson says the women would be stunned and sometimes flattered.
They didn't ask for it, and he probably didn't know their names, and it wasn't appropriate.
She's now a college voice teacher in the Dallas area. She was cast as the second female lead in an opera.
Then we had at least two young singers come to us and say, please don't put me in a room alone with him.
Domingo's spokeswoman issued a statement that disputes the allegations, calling them inaccurate and unethical, but provided no specifics. The L.A. Opera is investigating the allegations. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Chinese tech giant Huawei unveiled its latest advanced chipset ahead of the upcoming launch of the latest flagship smartphone, even as uncertainty hangs over whether the device can use Google's Android. Huawei's consumer business CEO Richard Yu showed off the Kirin 990 chipset at the IFA Consumer Electronics Fair in Berlin. Optimized for new 5G networks and packaging 10.3 billion transistors into its fingernail size, the Kirin 990 will be the brain powering the Mate 30 phone. Huawei is currently the world's number two smartphone maker. They plan a global launch for the phone in Munich on September 19th. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.